The daily grind on the job can be hard work, and it can be dangerous, no matter what sort of career you have. You have arrived in a unique exhibit where workers share their stories about how their jobs can sometimes have a negative impact on their health. You are in the Workus, a storytelling project about workplace injuries and occupational illness. It's produced by the Alberta Workers' Health Centre. I'm the Workus attendant, and my name is Daryl Rochelle. Now, in just a moment, a story about a worker who was injured on the job. But first, if you or someone you know has been hurt at work, come and talk with me right after you've listened to this story. I want to record your story and include it in the Workus. Knee injuries, hearing loss, eye damage, helicopter accidents, and even bear attacks. Those are some of the dangers of a job this worker says he had to be aware of every day he went to work.
Hi, my name is Paul Glumbick. I'm a geologist with the Alberta Geological Survey. I did 7 seasons of field geology, and I'm here today to talk about the occupational hazards of doing geology out in the field. Okay, so I'm just going to run through a few different types of injuries that geologists can sustain from field work, and mainly they have to do with working outside. Some of them are repetitive stress injuries, and others have to do with working around machines and things like that. So one of them has to do with hearing, and this one is particularly relevant to me because I suffer from hearing loss because of one of my earlier jobs as a geologist. That summer was my first summer as a field assistant, and my job was to I worked with the geologist, and I was the assistant, and I had to sample limestone. So this involved, you know, lots of hammering to get these perfectly square samples, and then we'd put them in our packs and label them, put them in our packs, and carry them back at the end of the day. So at night when I laid in my hotel bed, my ears just used to ring. And then later, when I was in grad school, I noticed I had a real hard time hearing things, especially out of my right ear. So I went and got tested, and you know, I have significant hearing loss, and I'm pretty sure it's because of that. And also, there's other.
So Paul, sorry to cut you off. So the hearing loss was from just the hammering the limestone over and over again.
That's what they think. I mean, when you go and get a hearing test, they ask you all these questions about. Have you been exposed to this or that? And really, that was really the only time that I've been exposed to continuous, you know, loud noises over a period. So
yeah. So what else? What other hazards are there? What other job hazards are there for geologists?
Another major one for geologists is knees. And I know a number of geologists that have had to retire or have had their careers essentially ended by chronic knee injuries. And it's just because. If you're working in the mountains, you're running up and down, not running, but you're hiking up and down, sometimes thousands of vertical meters, each day. When you add rocks in your pack, then it's really a lot of stress on your knees, both coming up and down. So, over time, that really, really contributes, to a knee injury, especially if you're susceptible to it to begin with. So.
What else?
One of the big ones is bears, and when you get geologists together, they're always talking about bear stories, and some of them are just horrible. There's a sort of a small community of geologists that work in the mountains. One of those is a very courageous lady named Cynthia Dussel Bacon, who works at the Alaska Geological Survey, and she was hunted and attacked by a black bear. It's in one of the bear attack books. I can't remember which, but the bear started eating her while she was alive. It tore the muscle off of her arms, and they had to be amputated. She's still working in the field today, but almost every geologist you talk to who has worked in the field more than a year or two has some sort of encounter with a bear, and some of them are very, very close. Myself, we ran into a black bear that appeared sick a couple weeks before my wedding, and we had to pepper spray it. But if we didn't have pepper spray, we were in an area with no significant trees, just bushes. And, you know, I really sometimes think about it could have got ugly. It would have been us against him with, you know, rock hammers.
Yeah. So what do you do to try and prevent bear attacks?
Well, a lot of geologists carry a bear bell. One of the major hazards to field geologists is working in and around helicopters. And when you hear about a death of a geologist, it almost always involves a helicopter. And this is really dependent on sort of a pilot's judgment and the conditions. And it's not just helicopter crashes, but last year in the Yukon, it's very tragic. An experienced field geologist from the Yukon Geological Survey was decapitated by a helicopter blade. So when you approach a helicopter from upslope, and it's doing something called a tow-in, which means the helicopter can't land, so it just places its front skids against the slope. When you're coming down upslope towards a helicopter, the blades are quite close to the ground, and so you're supposed to come in from the sides. But I guess the geologist, you know, he'd been around helicopters for years, but he'd lost his concentration, and he was decapitated. And that's not the first instance that's happened.
Yeah. Thanks for talking with us, Paul.
All right, thank you.
Paul is a geologist. He lost some of his hearing while he was on the job. Do you have a workplace injury story? Or can you tell a story about someone you know who was injured at work? Raise awareness about workplace injury and occupational illness by telling your story for The Workist. Come and see me right now to record your story. I'll show you how it's done. My name is Daryl Rochelle, and I want to help you share your story in The Workist. Thanks for listening. The Workist is a project of the Alberta Workers' Health Centre.
Just a glancing blow, thank heavens, and it broke my nose and cut me for a few stitches, and the...
Our son Timothy was killed in a workplace accident. He was working for Fiesta Party Rentals.
Hazards to field geologists is working in and around helicopters. And when you hear about a death of a geologist, it almost always involves a helicopter. And this is really dependent.